Well, Anton,
regret the circumstances here. You guys had a tremendous push at the end of the year. As you look back on it, what are you going to take from this year and what this team showed?
Not sure. I think this last stretch has been very encouraging, I guess, with all the guys coming up from Syracuse and coming in and playing at a really, really high level. That's been a lot of fun. And just like you said, we played some really good games here late, but it wasn't enough.
If you put your finger on one or two aspects of this season to put this team in this position, what might it be?
It's the first half of the season for sure. We can't complain of how we finished the season. In any way, I think we did it all we could really. But it's the first half that put us in this situation, and that's a time when you maybe don't realize where you are in the standings, and you think you have a lot of time to figure it out. But when you put yourself in a hole like that and finish the way we did and still don't get in, that makes you realize that you need that urgency right off, and we didn't have that. And that's why we're here.
Has the sting settled in already? That's your guys, this is going to be the last game tonight?
I think everybody, I can only speak for myself, I guess, but I knew there would be a lot falling into our favor in order for this game to mean anything tonight. You can't really expect that to happen. So I'm not surprised anyway that this game is not meaningful in the sense of making the playoff or not. It is what it is. I think everybody has been preparing for it for some subconscious, whatever. But it's very unfortunate, obviously.
You mentioned the urgency in the first half, and the last couple of years in a row, you've had a heck of a run end of the season to make the playoffs last year and mm-hmm. almost get it this year. Is there something just about, because you're coming off of playoff runs both years, where that made it harder to get that urgency? Or, I mean, I'm sure that won't be a problem going into next year, considering the long summer you guys have.
Not sure. I think it's just a matter of coming together as a team and playing for one another instead of individuals. And I think that's the main reason why we have success here late, because we play as a team and nobody goes out there on their own agenda. And when I look back at that first half, I even though we won games early on, I don't think we played good hockey. And that kind of gives you a false comfort. You know, you win games and you think you're doing well. And then when you get into that mode where you still playing the same way and you start losing, that's when it spirals downwards. And that's what it did. And then we got caught and can't find our way back. And we were just in that place where we just tumbled around and couldn't find our game. And that's what cost us.
What kind of motivation can this feeling be right now for next year? Or is it too far down the road to think about
it? I don't know. It's a lot of work to do. You know, over the summer, everybody needs to do the thing and prepare for next year. But I'm sure everybody... it's been a while since I've been in this spot. But I missed the playoffs my first 4 years. And it's definitely not something you want to do again. So I hope everybody realized that this is not what you want, and everybody prepares for coming back strong next year.
Thank you.
Thank you.